This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former U.S. President Donald Trump thanked the United States Secret Service and all of the law enforcement for their rapid response to what's being investigated as an assassination attempt. VOA's Steve Miller has an update.
Trump extended his condolences to the family of the person at the rally who was killed and to the family of another person who was badly injured. In a separate statement, the Secret Service said two attendees were wounded, not one. The shooter's identity and motive have yet to be released. In an address to the nation, U.S. President Joe Biden called for an end to political violence.
Everybody must condemn it. Everybody.
The Federal Bureau of Investigations is taking the lead in the investigation of the incident. And Jacob Ware, a research fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, as well as an expert for domestic and international terrorism and counterterrorism, called the assassination attempt a dark day for democracy.
This is a horrendous day in the history of our country, and it's really scary and frightening to think of what the next steps are in this story.
Republican lawmakers say they will launch swift investigations into how a sniper apparently managed to evade Secret Service agents at the event. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Media outlets have named the suspected shooter and identified him as a 20-year-old Pennsylvania man. VOA has not independently verified who he is. Australia Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is one of the first world leaders to make a public statement in response.
Along with all Australians, I was shocked by the terrible scenes at former President Trump's campaign event in Pennsylvania. I'm relieved by the news that the former president is safe and doing fine, and I wish him and his family well.
Albanese went on to say that the attack was an affront to American and Australian democracy, and in a democracy, we must resolve our differences peacefully. This is VOA News. Hamas's military leader, Mohammed Deif, was the target of another Israeli strike on Saturday in Gaza, according to the Israeli military. But at least 90 people were killed and at least 300 injured in the strike. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen.
An Israeli strike on Khan Yunis in Gaza on Saturday that Palestinian officials said killed dozens was targeting Hamas's 58-year-old military leader Mohammed Deif. That's according to the Israeli military, which said it is still assessing the result of the strike, which Hamas said was not targeting its leaders. An Israeli security source said he is one of the planners of the October 7th raid on Israel. He rose up the Hamas ranks over 30 years, has topped Israel's most wanted list for decades, and is held personally responsible for the deaths of dozens of Israelis in suicide bombings. Deif has survived at least 7 Israeli assassination attempts.
The United Nations chief is appealing for funding for the beleaguered UN agency helping Palestinian refugees in Gaza and elsewhere in the Middle East. He's also accusing Israel of issuing evacuation orders to the war-torn territory, forcing Palestinians to move like human pinballs across a landscape of destruction and death. That's according to Secretary General Antonio Guterres, telling a donors conference Friday that the agency known as UNRWA faces a profound funding gap. UNRWA's Commissioner General said at the start of the conference that the agency only has funds to operate through August. At the end, he told reporters the total amount and pledges will not be known until next week. Shelling has killed at least 4 in Ukraine's Kherson region, while a drone attack sparked fire at an oil depot in Russia's southwest. Details from AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks.
Authorities say 2 people have died in an attack on Ukraine's partly occupied Kherson region, and that 2 others have died and 22 have been wounded in a strike on the northeast Kharkiv region. Days after meeting world leaders at NATO, Volodymyr Zelensky has renewed calls for more weapons from the US at a governor's meeting in Salt Lake City.
The only thing we ask for is sufficient support, air defense systems for our cities, weapons for our men and women on the front line.
Meanwhile, an oil depot deep inside Russia's southwestern Rostov region has been set on fire in the latest long-range strike by Kyiv's forces. But Russian officials say there were no casualties. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
North Korea threatened Saturday to boost its nuclear fighting capability and make the United States and South Korea pay an unimaginably harsh price as it slammed its rival's new defense guidelines that it says reveal an intention to invade the North. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.